So first of all, thank you for your prayers this week.
首先我要感谢大家在这一周里的祷告。
And hopefully we're loud enough that you can hear me.
盼望我的声音足够响亮让你能够来听到我。
So, you know, the Lord knows how to humble us.
主知道如何使我们谦卑。
And make sure we only say what we need to say and no more.
让我们说他让我们所说的并不再加上任何一点。
So I feel great.
我感到很好。
Don't sound so good yet.
我听起来可能还不那么好。
Did go to the doctor yesterday to make sure that it was safe to be with everyone today.
但我昨天有去看医生确保我今天是非常能够跟大家在一起安全的相聚。
And we are excited to be here. And again, thank you for your prayers this week.For myself and for the family.
所以我真的是很感谢大家在这过去的一周都为着我和我的家人的祷告。
Let's begin by looking at a theme verse for this morning.
让我们先来看早上我们分享的这个主题的经节。
A theme verse that we want to look at is Ephesians 1:18 and 19.
我们要先来读以弗所书第一章十八和十九节。
So Ephesians 1:18 and 19, you'll see it up on the board.
那我们这个经节已经打在我们前面的投影上。
I, which is Paul writing to the Ephesians, pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
那这是保罗写给在以弗所的圣徒，他讲说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
All right, we also want to take a look in some passages in Luke that are not on the board.
那我们也要看一些在路加福音中所记载的经节。
So, Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
So Luke chapter 24, and we're going to begin with 13 to 17.
我们先要来读二十四章十三到十七节。
So Luke 24, 13 to 17.
路加福音二十四章十三到十七节。
And behold, on that very day, which was the resurrection day of the Lord, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem.And they were talking to each other about all the things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And he said to them, What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking? And they stood still, looking sad.
正当那日，那日指的就是主耶稣从死里复活的那一日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤寺，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
And then down in verses 22 to 27.
那我们下面要继续来看第22节开始到第27节。
But also some women among us left us bewildered when they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. And so some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it exactly as the woman also had said. But him they did not see. And then he said to them, You foolish men, slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to have suffered these things and to come into his glory? And then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里，不见她的身体，就回来告诉我们，说看见了天使显现，使她说她活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见她。耶稣对他们说， 无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And then in verses 28 to 33,
我们要继续读28到33节。
And they approached the village where they were going. And he, Jesus, acted like he were going further. But they urged him, saying, Stay with us, for it is getting toward evening, and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. And when he had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it. And breaking it, he began giving it to them.Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us? And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说：“时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。”耶稣就进去同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开，递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣不见了。他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
And then verse 36.
然后我们要来读第36节。
Now while they were telling these things, he, Jesus, himself, suddenly stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be to you.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
And then one more set of scriptures, one more story I want to relay.
那我下面想要再提到一处的圣经和当中的故事。
Mark chapter 8.
在马可福音第八章。
So Mark chapter 8, we're going to look at verses 22 to 26.
我们要来看马可福音第八章的22到26节。
Mark chapter 8, beginning in verse 22.
马可福音第八章从22节开始。
And they, the disciples, came to Bethsaida, and they brought a man to Jesus and implored him to touch him. Taking the man who was blind by the hand, he brought him out of the village. And after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked him, Do you see anything? And he, the blind man, looked up and said,I see men, for I see them like trees walking around. Then again he laid his hands on the eyes, and he, the blind man, looked intently and was restored, and began to see everything clearly. And then he, Jesus, sent him to his home, saying, Do not even enter the village.
他们来到伯塞大，有人带一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。耶稣拉着瞎子的手领他到村外，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说，你看见什么了？他就抬头一看，说，我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原，样样都看得清楚了。耶稣打发他回家，说，连这村子你也不要进去。
All right, one more verse.
我们还有一处圣经。
First Corinthians 13:12.
哥林多前书第13章12节。
So First Corinthians 13:12.
哥林多前书13章12节。
And this is Paul to the Corinthian believers.
这是保罗写给在哥林多的圣徒们的。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been known. So just as I also have been fully known.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Let's have one more word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful just to be here this morning in your presence.
主，我们何等的感恩，早上我们能在这里，在你的同在当中。
Lord, we're reminded unless Christ reveals Christ, then we cannot see.
主，我们被再一次的提醒，除非基督把基督启示出来，那我们没有办法看到。
So we do ask that your Holy Spirit would open our eyes to see Jesus.
所以我们祷告，愿圣灵开我们的眼睛，让我们看到耶稣。
To see you in a fuller and fresher way this day.
让我们在今日能够看你看得更完全，看得更新鲜。
And Lord, it is into your faithful hands that we commit ourselves.
我们把自己交托于您那信实的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the burden on my heart really is simple this morning to look at this subject of continually seeing Jesus.
那早上我心中的负担就是我们要不断的仰望耶稣。
You know, our brother Paul had a very dramatic experience the first time he saw Jesus.
那保罗当他第一次来遇见耶稣的时候，他的人生发生了一场非常戏剧性的改变。
I was on the road to Damascus, and it even blinded him temporarily, and it was.Quite a dramatic scene.
当时他正在去往大马士革的路上，那当时有一个大光让他完全不能看见，这个场景是非常充满戏剧性的。
But here in Ephesians, our brother tells us there's a continual scene that we need.
那在以弗所书当中，我们的弟兄告诉我们需要不断的来看见他。
We need the eyes of our hearts enlightened to continually see our Lord Jesus.
我们心中的眼睛要被照明了，才能够不断的来注视仰望耶稣。
So today we really want to consider how do we do that and why is it so important, this continual seeing.
所以今天早上我们要来思想我们如何才能够不断的来仰望耶稣，并且这件事到底有怎样的重要性。
And what are the results when we see Jesus?
当我们来仰望耶稣的时候，能给我们带来怎样的结果。
So we'll actually look at it from and give itconsideration in three perspectives.
所以我们要从三个方面来思想这件事情。
First, this personal relationship with the Lord Jesus.
第一个就是讲到我们与主耶稣之间那个个人的关系。
We must know him and who he is.
我们应该认识他，知道他是谁。
And then second, we must understand our need of continual seeing. And then what are some of the hindrances that blur our vision?
那第二点，我们要知道我们有这样一个需要，需要不断的来仰望耶稣，并且知道有什么事情拦阻我们来不断的仰望他。
And finally, what are the results of continually seeing Jesus?
那第三就是当我们能够不断的来注目仰望耶稣的时候，这能给我们带来怎样的结果？
I keep looking up because I thought we had the three bullet points for you, but that's all right.
大家能够看到在这个投影屏上已经把我们讲的三点打了出来。
So the rest of it, you have to listen.
那剩下的呢，大家就要来仔细的听了。
So first, let's look at this point about this personal relationship and who Jesus is.
首先我们要来看第一点，就是我们与主耶稣那个个人的关系，耶稣到底是谁？
You know, we all need to examine our hearts daily in our lives and see, is Jesus our friend?
我们每个人都需要在每一天的生活当中来仔细的省察我们的心，我们是否真的认识耶稣？
Is Jesus our Lord? Is he our life?
他是不是我们的朋友？是不是我们的生命？
Is he truly all in all to me, as we've heard some brothers share?
他是不是对我们来说是包括一切的？他是不是我们的主？
Is he Lord of my marriage, my family life, my job?
他是不是我婚姻的主，我工作的主，我家庭的主？
Is he Lord of my finances and my health and even my vacations?
他是不是我一切的经济？是不是我的假期的主？是不是我健康的主？
Do I look to him and let him be Lord over every daily decision that I have to make?
在我们每一天所做的各样的选择当中，是不是来到他的脚前来寻求？
You know, may we learn every morning to wake and ask the Lord, open our eyes to see you afresh, anew today, Lord Jesus.
愿我们每一天醒来的时候能够学习来到主的面前来问主啊，求你开我的眼睛，让我来更多认识你。
He made this day for his purpose.
每一天主都有一个自己的心意。
And he's given us his life to fulfill that purpose.
并且他把自己的生命供应给我们来达成他的心意。
And it sounds simple, but I find it can be revolutionary.
这听起来很简单，但对我来说这却充满了启示。
So may we consecrate ourselves and give everything to Jesus.
所以愿我们能够把自己分别为圣，把凡事都交托于主耶稣。
And ask him every morning, ask him right now, enlighten the eyes of my heart to see you, Lord Jesus.
每一天早晨，甚至包括此刻，我们都来求主，主啊，求你点亮我里面的眼睛，让我们能够来仰望你。
You know, the Lord delights to reveal himself and to walk with us and answer that prayer.
你知道主非常的喜悦把自己启示给我们，每日与我们同行，以来回应我们这样的祷告。
But we need to acknowledge him as Lord and put him in that place.
但我们要认他为主，把他放在应当所在的位置上。
So I think many of you begin every morning seeking the Lord in his word.
我想也许我们有一些早上起来的时候，我们都来读主的话语，来寻求他。
When you open his word, ask the Lord, Lord, show me yourself even beyond the text that I read.
当我们来读圣经的时候，来求主，主啊，求你把这些圣经打开，让我在当中能够来认识你。
Lord, I desire and I must see you in your living word today.
主，我要在你的活道当中来认识你，来看到你。
And then throughout the day,Like we saw our brother Daniel, he would stop, he would pray, he would continue to ask the Lord, open my eyes to see you in every aspect, Lord.
那当我们经过一天的生活的时候，就好像我们的弟兄但以理一样，他会停下来祷告，寻求主，愿主能够带领我们经过一天的每一个时刻。
And Lord, first and foremost, may your will be done.
主啊，我们祷告，愿你的旨意能够先来成就。
You know, we remember in the garden, the Lord Jesus,He passionately prayed, Lord, if there is any way, Father, take this cup from me.
那如果我们还记得的话，在克西马尼园中，主曾这样祷告：父啊，若可以的话，请你把这杯挪去。
But not if it means your will not being accomplished.
但如果这意味着父你的旨意不能成就的话，就不要把这杯挪去。
The Lord Jesus says, Father, if this is your way, then your will be done.
耶稣在那里祷告说：“父啊，若这是你的旨意的话，愿你的旨意成就。”
And we know that the Father strengthened the Son to go through the cross unto victory.
那我们知道，父就把力量加给主耶稣，让他能够经过十字架，进入荣耀当中。
And the Lord Jesus, the God of all grace, wants to do exactly for that for us this day.
那我们的主耶稣，那充满恩典和怜悯的主，今日也愿在你我的心中来做同样的工作。
Through the darkness, through the momentary light afflictions,
经过黑暗，经过那至暂至轻的苦楚。
Through all the challenges of this life on earth,
在我们在地上所经过的一切的挑战。
We know the Lord wants to perfect and confirm and strengthen us, as He says in His Word.
我们知道主他要来成全我们，坚固我们，赐力量给我们。
And this is the result as we see Jesus more and more in every aspect of every day.
当我们能够在每一天，在每一个时刻来更多的仰望耶稣的时候，这也必将是他所成就在我们身上的。
And not just know who he is, but actually see who he is.
不仅仅只是知道他，并且能够在凡事上来认识他，来看到他。
Understand who he is in this contrast of meekness and majesty.
能够来认识主耶稣，看到他在他身上有这样一个对比，他是何等的温柔，并且充满威严。
You know who is Jesus?
主耶稣是谁呢？
Jesus is meek. He's humble. He's patient.
主耶稣他有恩慈，有怜悯，他有忍耐。
He's gentle. He's merciful. He's long suffering.
他充满了忍耐，他有恩慈，他有怜悯。
He's patient. He is Savior.
他充满了耐心，他是我们的救主。
He's faithful. He's generous.
他信实，他慷慨。
He's self-control.
他有节制。
He is love. He is the Lamb of God.
他是爱，他是神的羔羊。
And do we know Him, see Him, and experience Him as Him?He is.
那我们所经历的，我们所认识的主，是不是刚才所提到的这一切呢？
And to understand that's the very nature he's conforming us to.
那我们也更多的认识他要把我们来做成这样一切的美善。
Now Jesus is also king. He's justice.
他也是君王，他是公正。
He's holy. He is the guardian and shepherd of our souls.
他是圣洁，他是我们灵魂的牧人和监督。
He's the truth. He's Lord. He's Messiah.
他是真理，他是主，他是弥赛亚。
And he's power. He's righteousness. He's the wonderful counselor.
他是能力，他是公义，他是那奇妙策士。
He is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的狮子。
He is the I am God Almighty.
他是我是，他是那全能的神。
Now we like that part, don't we?
我们当然都喜欢刚才提到这一部分。
We like all the parts actually when we understand what the Lord's purpose for us is and that he is again conforming us to the very image of his son.
当然当我们能够来认识神更多的认识他并且认识他在我们身上有一个心意要把我们做成他儿子的形象的时候我们当然更欣赏更喜欢主刚才我们提到主所示的一切。
And our Lord Jesus who is the meekest one and yet the majestic one.
我们的主是那最谦卑最温柔的但却是那有最有威严的。
He desires to be our friend, our companion.
他想要来做我们的朋友做我们的伴侣。
He desires to be our bridegroom, our all.
但他也同样是我们的是我们的新郎也是我们的一切。
And we need to continually see him and see what his purpose that he has made us for.
我们要不断地仰望他也能够来认识他制作我们有一个怎样的旨意。
He says, come to me, call upon me, walk with me.
他说到我的面前来呼求我与我同行。
Abide in me. I have given you the indwelling Holy Spirit to show you Christ.
住在我的里边，我也给你内住的圣灵，能够把基督启示给你。
So let's consider this second thought. It's been a good amount of our time looking at these stories that I read and what that means about continually seeing the Lord Jesus.
那我们下面要来看刚才提到的第二点，并且呢，我们要。看一下刚才提到的那一段故事来更多的来思想如何的能够来不断的仰望耶稣
You know, on the road to Emmaus we see two disciples who knew the Lord
在通往大马士革的路上我们看到两个认识主耶稣的门徒
These were believers but they had become discouraged by the events of life
这两个人是信主的但是因为在他们人生当中经过的这些大大的事件让他们的心中非常的沮丧
They had heard the truth.
他们听到过真理。
They even that morning had heard that the Lord had risen.
甚至在那天的早上，他们听到主耶稣已经复活了。
But they just couldn't fully believe and embrace.
但他们却没有办法全然的相信，能够来接受这个事实。
Hearing alone was not sufficient.
单单只是听到还不够。
They were actually walking away from Jerusalem.
那时他们要离开耶路撒冷。
And it said they were sad, they seemed to be discouraged.
当时他们面带愁容，他们心中好像非常的沮丧。
You know, they had previously walked with Jesus and heard his words.
你知道，他们曾经是与主同行的，他们也听到过主耶稣向他们说话。
Yet now they were anxious and questioning what's going on.
然而在那一个时刻，他们的心中就充满了焦虑，在那里不断的质疑，到底发生了什么呢？
Things had not turned out how they expected.
事情的发展跟他们所预期的完全不同。
How often can that be true in our lives?
在我们自己的人生当中，是不是也常常经历这些事情
？You know, we often have a certain understanding of this Christian life.
我们对于基督徒的生活有一些自己的了解。
But the enemy, the world, wants to distract us and to blur our vision.
但在这世上的仇敌常常要来搅扰我们，让我们的视线变得迷糊。
We look around us and it is dark.
当我们看一看周围的话，好像是一片的黑暗。
We're bombarded with bad news in the world, in our nation.
每一天，好像世界上和我们的国家有各种各样坏的信息来轰炸我们。
We experience challenges at work.
在工作的环境当中，我们也充满挑战。
We may have pressures or strained relationships, even in our home, with our spouse or our children.
甚至在家里，与我们的配偶、与我们的孩子，我们也有紧张的关系。
Or perhaps our children experience bullying at school.
甚至可能我们的孩子在学校里面也遭受过一些欺负。
Maybe we've recently had a car wreck.
也许我们最近刚发生一些车祸。
Or maybe it's as simple as we've lost the key to our file cabinet with all our financial information, and tomorrow is tax day.
也许我们把所有的这些报税的信息都放在了一个文件夹里，然后今天我们把钥匙丢了，明天就要报税。
That was part of my week.
这是我过去一周刚刚经历过的事情。
Or maybe we've recently been ill.
也许我们最近身体不好。
You know, maybe we're just overwhelmed by the rising prices, and we feel like we got to work harder and make more money.
也许可能最近物价上涨，我们有这样的压力，要更努力的工作来赚更多的钱。
Or maybe you experienced someone close to you passing away recently.
也许你有亲人最近刚刚去世。
You know, we experience so many things in this life.
在我们这一生当中，经历过很多很多的事。
Things that do make the natural man very anxious.
让我们这个天然的人会忍不住心里担忧。
And we know that the word of God in Philippians says, "Do not be anxious for nothing."
但我们却知道，神在这个以弗所书当中告诉我们要一无挂虑，转向神。
We know that the Lord wants to shine His light in the midst of the darkness.
我们知道神在黑暗当中要把他的亮光照进我们心里。
But too often, like our brothers here on the road to Emmaus.We lean on our own understanding, and there's something short of being able to see the fullness of what the Lord has.
但常常我们正如这两个在大马士革路上的门徒一样，有什么事情来阻挡了我们的眼睛，让我们不能够看到主耶稣。
For something, perhaps there's just something that keeps us bound to this earth that we have a hold on that we shouldn't.
好像有什么事情把我们就捆绑在这个地上，让我们不当如此。
You know, the Lord wants to bring us to that higher ground our brother shared recently. Every single day.
主每一天都把我们盼望把我们带到那更高之处，正如我们弟兄最近所分享的。
We live on this earth, but we are to be a heavenly people.
我们虽活在这地上，但我们却是一般属天的子民。
And the Lord wants to come alongside us and walk with us.
主要来到我们身边，与我们同行。
The two on the road to Emmaus had the Lord literally come.Physically walk with him. How awesome is that?
那这两个去往大马士革的门徒，主就这样的来到他们身边，与他们一同，来同行。这是多么的美妙！
Yet they did not recognize it.
然而他们却认不出主。
The Lord expounded His word to them.
那主就把他的话来解释给这两个门徒。
And it is more than light just shining into the current situation.
就好像光照进他们所在的那个环境当中。
You know, the Lord first laid a foundation with them.
主就先在他们身上来建那个根基。
He began with Moses and the prophets and expounded on all the word of Scripture that talked about the Lord Jesus.
那就从摩西和众先知开始，把一切讲到他的圣经都讲解释给这些门徒。
We need to be constantly reminded that the Lord has an eternal and glorious purpose.
我们应当常常被提醒，因为神有一个永远的荣耀的旨意。
And this purpose has been on His heart since the very beginning.
这个心意从起初就一直在他的心里。
And we also need to be reminded that He is working everything unto the fulfillment of that purpose.
那我们应当被提醒，神让万事效力，为要让他的旨意成就。
For those that love Him, for those that respond to that working He wants to do.
那特别在那些爱他向着他的旨意有回应的人当中。
And we also need to see that it's really not all about us.
我们也应当认出这些事情不是为着我们。
His purpose is all about Him, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的目的是为着他的儿子主耶稣。
And while it's not about us, He wants to bring us together with Him.To the fulfillment of that purpose.
虽然不是为着我们，但他却盼望我们能够一同的来进入到他的旨意，能够让他的旨意得以成全。
This is what he has created us for.
这是他来造作我们所谓的目的。
For these two on the road to Emmaus, their hearts again burned inside as the Lord taught.
那当然，当主耶稣在去往大马士革的路上为他们讲解圣经的时候，这两个门徒他们的心里就变得火热起来。
To understand how all history is really.The unfolding of His story.
来一点点的来了解，所有的历史都是关乎主耶稣融入他的故事。
And to expound even from the prophets and Moses how he was to be a suffering servant.
那从摩西开始就讲解主耶稣要怎样做那个受苦的仆人。
How it was necessary for him to die and to forever take care of sin.
那讲到主耶稣为何必须上十字架受死来解决我们的罪
and provide the opportunity for us to be restored so that we can fulfill what we've been created to be.
好叫我们能够被恢复，能够来成就神在我们身上的旨意。
They knew deep in their hearts this was the truth as they heard it.
当他们听到主耶稣这样为他们讲解的时候，他们心里知道神所主所说的都是真的。
And they understood the truth, but there was still a weariness, a tiredness.
虽然那时他们已经明白了这个真理，但是心中还带着疲惫。
Their circumstances sort of clouded their vision and hindered them from seeing the fullness of what was on the Lord's heart.
那好像周围的环境就成为了这个云彩一样，遮盖了他们的眼睛，让他们看不出主。
How we continually need the Lord to open our eyes to see Him.
我们何等需要主不断的能够来开启我们的眼睛，让我们能够来仰望他。
To see His working, to know that He is about fulfilling His purpose.
让我们能够看出、认出他的工作，也知道他旨意要来成就他的旨意。
So I want to take a little pause from our Emmaus story and look at this story in Mark and how they work together on this aspect of seeing Jesus.
那我们要先在这个以马五四的故事上暂停一下，我们要来看到马可福音第八章那里，让从那个故事我们再来思想如何的来仰望耶稣。
So we had this blind man and they brought him to the Lord Jesus.
那在这个故事当中讲到这里有一个瞎子，人把他带到主耶稣的面前。
They had faith.
他们有信心。
They knew the only answer was the Lord Jesus.
他们知道唯一的答案就是主耶稣。
And that if he would say the word or do something, life, vision would be restored.
如果主耶稣愿意做一件事、说一句话的话，那生命和视线就能够恢复在这个瞎子的身上。
They implored him to touch this man.
他们就求主来摸这个瞎子。
First, the Lord took the man and removed him from the village.
那主做的第一件事情是拉着这个瞎子的手，领他到村外。
The village presented some type of hindrance, some type of hold on this man's life that was preventing him from seeing the Lord Jesus.
那在这里，这个村子好像就代表了一些拦阻，让这个瞎子没有办法来看到主耶稣。
Something that perhaps kept him earthbound.
也许这些事情就把他捆在这地上。
And Jesus began leading this man by the hand through the darkness.
同样，主耶稣这一次是拉着这个瞎子的手，带他走过这一段黑暗的路。
This can very much be our experience. Even before we see the light of the Lord in our presence, He leads us and He guides us.
这个我想是我们能够来经历的。有时在我们还没有看到主的时候，他就牵着我们的手来经过我们人生的路。
This man felt that leading. He knew he was going in the right direction.
这个瞎子在那一刻他能够感受到主的带领，他知道他所走的这条路是对的。
You know, Jesus does not always physically remove us from our circumstances.
神并不是每一次都把我们从那个环境当中解脱出来。
Often we don't get removed, but he does want to spiritually remove us and give us a different perspective of those circumstances.
然而神却在灵里能够把我们解脱出来，给我们一个不同的眼光，一个属天的眼光。
And he wants to remove the hindrances that are blinding our heart to see him and the reality of who he is.
他所要除掉的是那些我们周围的拦阻，让我们不能够来看到他，来认出他。
To see our lives from this eternal and heavenly perspective.
而让我们能够有一个属天的眼光，永远的眼光来看我们的人生。
Lord Jesus wants to bring in that light because the darkness must flee when the light is present.
主要把光照进我们的生命的里面，因为当光进来的时候，黑暗必将退却。
And it was not just physical healing that this blind man needed.
这个瞎子所需要的不仅仅只是把他的眼睛治好。
He needed to start walking in a different way.
他也需要以一条不同的方式来行走。
Often when we are saved, we are in the same circumstances.
常常当我们得救的时候，我们仍在过去的环境里面。
But the question is, who's governing our life? Who's in control?
但问题是，到底是谁来掌控我们的人生？是谁来掌权？
Is Jesus our shepherd, our Lord?
主耶稣是不是我们的牧人，我们的主呢？
Or our circumstances governing our feelings, or where we're at?
还是说我们所在的环境要来控制我们里面的感受？
Do we let the pressures and the challenges make us anxious or dictate our responses?
我们是不是让我们所处的环境来把压力加给我们，来规定我们如何的应对？
Perhaps we've been saved for many years.
也许我们得救已经有些年头了。
Again, we know the principles.
我们知道这些属灵的原则。
But what hinders us from walking in the reality, in the joy, in the life daily of that principle?
但是什么拦阻我们不能够在每日的生活当中照着这个原则活出那个生命的喜乐呢？
May we turn to the Lord and ask Him to remove us from the village that's hindering us from seeing Him.
让我们能够来到主的面前，求主带我们出离这个村子，来除掉那些拦阻，让我们能够真正的来看见他。
And even before we understand the work He's doing in our life, may we trust Him to walk with Him to guide us.
甚至也许我们并不能够明白在我们周围所经历的这些到底是为着什么，但是愿我们能够来信靠主，能够跟随他，与他同行。
Again, he is about conforming us to the image of Christ and bringing about his eternal purpose for his glory.
那我要再来说，主耶稣要把我们做成他儿子的形象，要把我们带进他永远的旨意当中。
Now after they left the village, Jesus did something very unusual.
那当这个瞎子被带出村子之后，主耶稣在他身上做的事情是非常不同寻常的。
He spit in the man's eyes.
因为他把唾沫吐在这个瞎子的眼睛上。
And this is not man's textbook way of healing.
那当然，如果我们读到任何的书，都不会讲到说你要这样来治一个瞎子。
This can actually be very confusing to us.
这对我们来说可能会让我们非常的困惑。
You know, we praise the Lord that He knows what's best.
但我们感谢主，因为他知道要如何来对付我们。
He is Lord over all.
他是万主之主。
And when we call upon Him, we can trust that He is going to respond.
当我们来呼求他的时候，我们相信他必要回应。
And even if He responds in a way we don't quite expect,
即便他所回应的方式是我们不能够预想的。
When we trust Him, He comes in and shows us Himself.
然而当我们信靠他的时候，他就要来到我们的生活的里面，把自己彰显给我们。
You know, sometimes it appears that others are dealt with more harshly than some people.
有的时候从我们的眼光来看，也许有些人被对付得更严厉一点。
At least that's our perspective from a worldly viewpoint.
至少这是从我们属地的眼光来看，事情好像如此。
But the reality is when we know who Jesus is, we can trust Him.
但是当我们真正认识主耶稣是谁的时候，我们能够真实的来信靠他。
And we can trust that He loves us enough that He's going to complete what He has begun.
我们也相信他实在是爱我们如此的完全，必要成就他所开始的工作。
And obviously Jesus spitting in our eyes is very, very different from the world spitting in our eyes.
那当然，主耶稣把唾沫吐在我们眼上，与世界这样做是完全不一样的。
You know, the enemy in the world wants to challenge and say, how can a loving God do that?
那世界必然会来挑战我们。如果这是一个充满爱的神的话，他怎么会这样对你做呢？
How can those things happen in my life?
这些事情怎么会发生在我的生活的里面呢？
But again, we know that a loving Lord wants to take everything and turn it unto good.
但我们知道，
He loves us.
因为神爱我们，他要让我们所经历的一切事情为着他的益处。
We need to understand the hope of this calling.
我们应该认识这呼召有何等的指望。
And have our eyes open to see what is that hope and who is the one that's confidently behind it.
也让我们的眼睛能够被打开，看到这指望有这是何等的指望，是谁在这里来呼召我们。
So following spitting on his eyes, he touched him, and then Jesus asked the man,It was formerly blind. Do you see anything?
那当主耶稣把唾沫涂在这人眼睛上的时候呢，就按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”
And the man's response is, "Yes, I see something."
这个瞎子就说：“我看到人了。”
I see dimly, and I see men walking around like trees.
我好像看模模糊糊的能看到，好像人像树木一样在行走。
You know, his eyes were opened.
当我们的眼睛被打开的时候。
But there was still something obscuring him seeing the fullness of what was on the Lord's heart.
好像仍有一件事情拦阻我们，让我们不能够看得完全。
Often the Lord reveals Himself to us.
常常主把他自己启示给我们。
And we experience this. We may have been delivered miraculously from some circumstance.
那我们也经历过这些。有时候，当我们在一个环境的时候，神用大能把我们奇迹般的解救出来。
And we praise the Lord for that.
我们为那些事情来赞美神。
But we need to realize we still only see dimly, and there's so much more of Himself He wants to show us.
但我们应当认识到，我们仍然只是模模糊糊的来看到神，他要把自己更丰富、更完全的来启示给我们。
You know, this reminds me of Numbers chapter 13, where the 12 spies went into the land.
那这就让我想到在民数记13章当中，那里这些探子们他们来到那应许之地的时候，
they all received the same exact word.
他们都领受了同样的话语。
The land was flowing with milk and honey.
这地是流奶与蜜之地。
And all 12 went in and saw the same thing.
那十二个探子进去之后看到的也是一模一样的。
Except they saw it much differently.
但是他们的角度却是完全的不同。
10 of the spies saw the giants.
十个探子看到的是在里边的巨人。
They were fearful. They didn't see the Lord ruling and reigning over the giants.
他们心里就充满了惧怕，没有看到神在这样的环境里面仍然掌权。
They did not see Jesus as almighty victor.
他们也没有看到主耶稣是那一位全能的得胜者。
Now Caleb and Joshua, they saw the giants too.
约书亚和加勒他们却看到了这一切。
But they also saw the Lord Jesus.
然而他们在当中也看到了主。
He was the one on the throne. He's the one ruling.
他是那一位在宝座上的，他是那一位掌权的。
And then we see our brothers were actually called to intercede and pray.And wait for a generation while the Lord prepared a people.
那我们也看到这两位弟兄他们在这里要耐心的等待，因为主要来预备一代的人过去。
We have to continually ask the Lord to open our eyes to see Jesus, but we have to do it for our brothers and sisters as well.
所以我们不仅要祷告，愿我们的眼睛能够被打开，我们也要彼此来带祷，让我们的弟兄姐妹同样都能够来仰望耶稣。
It's absolutely critical that we encourage one another, that we fellowship with one another.
让我们彼此之间有交通是何等的重要。
That the Lord would turn all of our eyes upon Jesus.
愿神使我们众人的眼睛都能够单单的来注目耶稣。
To look full in His wonderful face.
能够注目仰望他的容面。
And then the things of this earth will grow strangely dim.
我相信这世上地上的事物，并且在他的荣耀的光中要变成朦胧。
In the light of His glory and His grace.
在他的荣耀光中要变成朦胧。
Now an absolute key here, both praying for ourselves and for others, is we got to lay down our idea, our thought of how the Lord should answer that prayer.
那当我们来彼此带祷的时候，很重要的一点就是要把我们自己的想法先放掉。
We don't want to try to help remove the speck from our brother's eye with the giant log that's in ours.
如果我们的眼中有梁木的话，我们怎能帮助弟兄姐妹来除掉他们眼中的刺呢？
Now sometimes the Lord may have us minister a word to a brother and sister. That's absolutely true.
有的时候神也会感动我们，让我们把一些说一些话来帮助弟兄姐妹。
And it can be a hard word, a difficult word.
也许有的时候这个话很严厉，有的时候这个话会非常的挑战。
And by faith we must say it because we love them.
但因着信心我们仍要去说，因为我们爱他们。
But it should not be without intense prayer and being before the Lord and asking Him to confirm, Lord, is that really your will, your desire?
但在你那样做之前，我想我们一定需要先来到主的面前，要努力的寻求，要求主确定，主啊，是不是这真是你要我说的话？
Lord, give me your words of life.
主啊，求你把你生命的话来赐给我。
Because it needs to be under restoration.
因为这我们需要那个复活的能力。
So the Lord touched this blind man again a second time in his eyes.
所以主耶稣就摸了这个人第二次，又问他。
And this is our journey as the Lord touches our eyes again. Now he saw more clearly.
这也是我们的经历。当主耶稣再来摸这瞎子的时候，他就看得更加的清楚了。
And the beautiful thing is, the more we see Jesus, the more we understand there is to see.
这何等的美妙！因为当我们来更多的认识主耶稣的时候，我们发现我们还有更多需要来认识的。
We need to understand, no matter how much we know about the Lord, how much we see Him, it is so small compared to about how great and majestic He is.
我们认识主耶稣的时候会发现，无论我们认识他有多少，我们看到的有多少，与他自己的丰富来说，我们所得到的不过是一点点。
And may we daily say, Lord, thank you for opening my eyes. Please open them again. Open them clearly.
愿我们每一天都能向主说，主啊，感谢你开我的眼睛，求你能够把它更多的敞开，让我更多的来认识你。
Show me yourself. I need to see you, Lord Jesus.
主，求你把你自己显给我，我需要来仰望你。
You know, another big hindrance to seeing the Lord Jesus can actually be what we might term as religion.
那还有一件事情可能会拦阻我们来仰望主耶稣，就是我们会把这件事情变成一个律法，变成一个宗教。
I use that term, religion versus life.
那我刚才特别讲到的是宗教，而不是生命。
Religion can become form and custom and duty that man repetitively does.
那宗教就是说到我们做事情就变成了一些重复的形式、传统和责任。
You know, often the Lord opens our eyes and we see something of what He wants us to do, and we start doing it, and then we just do it over and over again because it's what we did last time.
那有的时候神开了我们眼睛给一些启示让我们要做这些事情，那我们就一次一次又一次的去重复做这件事情，因为这是我们里面所得到的。
And we think we actually know what to do.
我们也以为我们真知道该做什么。
And sadly we can become the most legalistic and rigid people that actually are a negative to the Lord's testimony.
然而悲哀的是我们却因此却变成了那些最刻板最遵行律法的人，对主来说却没有任何的益处。
We allow our ideas or thinking that we know something now blur our vision.
我们让这些我们自以为认识神、自以为知道当如何做的想法来遮盖了我们的眼睛。
Or something the Lord very much meant for a season, we hang on to instead of walking to the next season with the Lord.
有的时候神在一时兴起了一件事情让我们做，我们就牢牢抓住那件事情不愿放下，然而神在下一个时刻却有他另外的心意。
This is actually a danger that we all have potentially to fall into because this is man.
这件事情是非常的危险，因为凡是人我们都有这样一个自然趋势会去遵行他。
We want the Lord Jesus to be head at all times.
我们盼望主耶稣在每一个时刻都是我们的头。
And we need to just realize that we are blind, but He desires to continue to give us that sight.
我们应当认识到我们是那瞎眼的，但他要把我们的眼睛打开，来带领我们走这条路。
You know, if we're being led by the Holy Spirit every day, everything will be new, everything will be fresh.
如果我们是顺从圣灵的带领的话，那每一天每一件事情都是新鲜的。
And be alive.
并且是充满生命的。
Our life in the Lord Jesus is continual, not just when we gather on Friday or Sunday.
在我们里面基督的生命应当是持续不断的，不是只是说周五晚上我们来聚会的时候在我们里面才活一下。
We need to ask the Lord Jesus, Lord, show me yourself in my work, in my school, in my relationships.
我们应当向主来寻求，在我们地上的工作、生活与人的关系的当中，主啊，求你把你启示给我。
Oh, how we need His presence in the home, shepherding and guiding and leading us every day.
我们何等需要他的生命在我们的家中每一日的来牧养我们，来带领我们。
You know, I think sometimes we misunderstand this verse in Luke chapter 20, verse 25.
有的时候我觉得我们会误会在路加福音20章25节那里的一处的圣经。
Very important verse that says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's.And to God, the things that are God's.
这是一节非常重要的圣经，那里讲到，这样凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。
I think we know, but it's important to remember, it does not mean our work and our school are things of Caesar.
那我们应当明白，不是说我们的工作、我们的学习、我们的生活，这些是属于凯撒的。
They don't belong to Caesar, and in our church life belongs to God.
不是说那些事情是属于凯撒的，我们到了教会，这里的生活是属于神的。
You know, here Jesus actually instructed the people, and he had tax paid for him and Peter.
那当时主耶稣让彼得要把自己和彼得他们的这个税款要交上。
And they didn't like that idea of paying tax and being subject to the Romans.
那他们并不想要服在罗马的权下来付钱。
Work is ordained by God.
工作是神所命定的。
And many of the systems that we work in are man-made.
但我们今天所工作的这个系统是人所设定的。
And we are to work according to those systems and some of the directions or the laws that man has.
那我们在这个系统当中来工作，要来遵守一些的律法和规定。
And as we work according to those things, it certainly is rendering to Caesar what is Caesar's.
那当我们如此做的时候，就是把凯撒的物归给凯撒。
But we are to do those things in a way that honors and glorifies the Lord Jesus.
但我们如此做的时候，却要以一个来荣耀神的方式举行。
We belong to the Lord, and we need to render unto the Lord what is His.
因为我们是属神的，也当把神的物归给神。
This is rendering to God what is God's.
那这就是把神的物归给神。
We're to be good students. We're to have orderly homes.
那我们在地上有属世的家。
Our work life, our school life, our home life.It's all one life.
但我们在学习的生活，在学习当中的生活，在工作当中生活，在家庭里面的生活，都是一个。
And that one life is to be the life of Jesus.
那这一个生命是要主耶稣的生命。
And we can know the principle, and we have to say, Lord, may I enter into the reality of that this week, this day.
我们也许认识到这些原则，但我们每一天生活的时候，要求主让我们能够进入到那个世纪。
Anything less than that is not rendering to God what is God's.
若我们不能够如此做的话，就不能够把神的物归给神。
All right, third, I want to just talk a little bit about what are the results of continually seeing Jesus.
第三的话，我想要来讲一讲，如果我们能够不断的仰望耶稣的话，这会给我们带来怎样的结果。
We actually see in this verse, in Ephesians 1:18 and 19.
那就在以弗所书第一章十八、十九节那里讲到。
The results are the hope of his calling.
结果就是他的恩召的盼指望。
Understanding the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints.
认识到他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe.
并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
For our two brothers on the road to Emmaus, when the Lord broke bread with them, their eyes were open.
那当我们的主耶稣与在以马五色路上的两个门徒一同擘饼的时候，他们的眼睛就被打开。
They saw Jesus and that He had to be broken, but He also was risen.
他们看到主耶稣要被压，但他同时也从死里复活。
And they saw that it was His love that did this for them.
他们也看到是神的爱让他如此做。
And they now knew and trusted. They'd heard He was alive, but now they knew He's alive.
并且他们曾经听到说主耶稣从死里复活，现在他们真的看到、知道主耶稣从死里复活。
When these two saw Jesus, it was very late in the day.
当他们来看到主耶稣的时候，那日已经晚了。
They had just walked 7 miles.
他们刚刚走了25里的路。
They were weary.
他们已经非常的疲惫。
But as soon as they saw Jesus, they jumped up and ran back to Jerusalem.
然而，当他们认出主耶稣的时候，就立时起身回到了耶路撒冷。
They were not deterred or distracted by the darkness.Of the physical circumstances anymore.
他们不再因为好像外边的黑暗以及他们自身的疲惫而受到搅扰。
They returned and they declared the good news.
他们回到耶路撒冷，向众人来传说这好消息。
And as they declared the good news, as they testified of who the Lord is, the Lord Jesus showed up.
那当他们在众人面前来做见证，来说主耶稣的时候，耶稣亲自就站在他们当中。
He showed up in their midst. Is that our testimony?
就在他们当中显现，这是不是我们的见证呢？
As we fellowship about the Lord, as we share who He is, we know He desires to show up.
当我们来交通主耶稣的时候，我们知道他愿在我们当中来显现。
And as we share something great He's done, we need to realize He wants to show us even more and more.
当我们来分享主耶稣所成就的大事的时候，我们要知道他愿把自己更多的来启示出来。
To see that he has redeemed us through his blood.
能够看到他借着宝血来买赎了我们。
This blood that he poured out for us and that he suffered and he died for us.
他把宝血倾倒出来为我们而死。
To redeem us according to the riches of his grace.
照着他的丰盛的旨意要来买赎我们。
And that he has given us an eternal inheritance.
并且他把那永远的基业赐给我们。
Though we are unworthy, he has made us sons of God and brought us into fellowship with himself.
虽然我们不配，但他却称我们为神的儿女，也带我们进入到与他的交通当中。
May we know and understand the hope of this calling.
愿我们都来知道这呼召有何等的指望。
We are called to be the body of Christ.
我们是被召要做基督的身体。
And that body is called to be a bride.
并且这身体要将来成为神的心腹。
What a tremendous calling it is.
这是何等荣耀的一个呼召。
We also need to know the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
我们也当认出他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The Lord says we are to inherit Christ, and what a great inheritance He is.
主说基督要是我们的基业，这是何等荣耀的基业。
But Christ is also to inherit us.
但我们也同样是基督的基业。
And as we know Him, and as we surrender our life to Him,
当我们更多认识他，当我们更多把自己降服于主的时候，
What a rich inheritance he will make us to be.
主要得着我们成为何等荣耀的基业。
It is part of his master and eternal plan.
这也是他永远的旨意的一部分。
And he wants us to know the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe.
并且他让我们知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
What a great power it is.
这是何等大的能力。
The power that works in us is no less than the power that raised the Lord Jesus from the grave.
这能力正是那让耶稣从死里复活的大能。
And the power that has seated him on the right hand of God.
也是同样的大能让主耶稣能够升入高天坐在父神的右边。
And that same power is working in us and he desires it to work in us to bring us to his eternal plan.
并且这能力今天在你我的心中，在你我的里边工作，带我们进入到他永远的旨意当中。
To bring about his will and the completion of all things by summing them up in Christ.
又让万事万物在耶稣里同归于一。
It's not something we have to wait for. The Lord wants to unveil that to us moment by moment, day by day.
这不是说我们要等候的事，而是主耶稣在每时每刻每一日都更多的愿意启示在你我心中的。
In closing, you know, when we see Jesus and we see him more and more, we just fall in love over and over and over again.
那结束的时候我要说，当我们能够来仰望耶稣，不断的更多的认识他的时候，我们忍不住就爱上了主耶稣。
You know, what is first love? I think we all know something of first love.
那如果提到这起初的爱，我想大家都知道。
Perhaps when we first met our spouse, we just couldn't get away from him.
可能当我们第一次遇到我们的配偶的时候，我们实在是不愿意与他们分开。
Couldn't spend enough time together. Couldn't wait to get off work or just be on the phone talking to them.
我们就好像与他们在一起待多久都不够，想要早点下班，想要一直在电话上与他们交流。
Or return from that business trip because we just wanted to spend time being together.
或者是想要赶快的结束这个出差，能够与你的配偶在一起。
You know, but sadly, over time, the ones that we love, we tend to neglect.
然而，很不幸的，常常 时间过久了，那些我们最爱的人，我们却常常把他们摆在一边，忽视他们。
We begin to take for granted.
我们认为这就是理所当然。
It's so sad that often we can treat strangers and others more kindly than the ones that are closest to us or that we love.
那更悲哀的就是，慢慢的，我们对待陌生人、对待其他人，好像比对待我们的爱人们所表现出来的耐心更多。
You know, it's easy to say we want to dwell in the presence of the Lord.
说我们要住在基督的里面是很容易的。
We like to be, or the idea of being his constant companion.
我们都喜欢这样的一个想法，要常常的与主同在。
And if we know that's his desire, then that is where he wants to bring us to.
如果我们知道这是主所愿的话，这是他想带我们去的话。
Our life could often tell us a different story, but that's why he says, repent.Return. Let me open your eyes afresh today.
但是我们自己的生活的实际却常常与此不同，所以主耶稣告诉我们要悔改，要回转。
If we love the Lord Jesus, we're going to love and want to talk to him, spend time with him.
如果我们爱主的话，我们要常常的与他交谈，要花时间与他相处。
We're not going to ever want him to leave our side, and he said he would never leave our side.
当其他的人都要离开我们的时候，主说：“我永不撇弃你。”
May we be those that ask the Lord to open our eyes to see Him walking with us.
愿我们能够来求主来开我们的眼睛，来与我们同行。
Leading us through the pressures, the challenges of this life.
带领我们走过在地上各样的挑战和压力。
Through the challenges and through even the victories.
经过挑战也经过得胜。
And recognize it is all His grace.
能够来看到都是他的怜悯。
You know, as I get older, I appreciate this more and more.
那当我慢慢变老的时候，我就更多的能够来理解这一点。
I'm reminded of how blessed we are just by the functioning of our human bodies.
那我就被提醒到，我们这个身体能够这样自然的运行，是何等的蒙福。
It's amazing how the Lord has created us and the things that we can do, and unfortunately, we too often take for granted.
神造我们能够来做各种各样的事情，其实是何等的有福。有的时候我们却把它当作理所当然。
And do we see that He has bestowed us with this grace, these blessings, for one purpose?And that is to bring Him glory and honor and praise.
我们是否认识到神把这所有的恩赐给我们是为着一个目的，就是能够把荣耀赞美来献给他。
You know, the time to surrender and be that living sacrifice is right now.
那如果我们要这样的来降服与神，要做成那样一个活祭，时间就是此刻。
It really is that simple of constantly surrendering and saying, Lord, open my eyes.To see the work that you are doing and desire to do in my life.
要做这事并不难，就是要说向主来完全的降服，说主啊，求你开我的眼睛，让我看到你在我生活当中所做的一切。
And ask the Lord to reveal where something is a log in my eye or blurring my vision.
求主来启示我，到底在我眼中有没有梁木，有什么事情来拦阻我不能够来清楚地看到它。
And the more familiar a passage is when you open it up, say, Lord, show me yourself.
当我们打开圣经读一节我们熟悉的章节的时候，我们求主，主啊，求你在这圣经当中来启示你的自己。
Because the great privilege we have walking on this earth is continuing to discover how great, how awesome,How loving He is.
我们在地上所有的一个极大的恩典，就是我们在地上行走的时候，能够不断的来发现我们的神有多么的奇妙，有多么的有爱心。
And we will never exhaust discovering who He is while we walk this earth.
当我们在地上行走的时候，在寻求主，在发现他的这条道路上，永远不会疲倦。
May we be those that are continually having our eyes open.
愿我们的眼睛能够不断的被打开，能够更多的来仰望耶稣。
May He truly be glorified and honored in these lives that we live.
愿他在我们的生活的里面能够真正的来得着荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do just thank you for your all sufficient grace.
主，我们感谢你那全然丰富的恩典。
To realize how you have made us, formed us, blessed us.
让我们看到你是如何的制作了我们，也来祝福我们。
Given us breath.
把生命的气息吹在我们里面。
Given us jobs, given us families.
给我们工作，给我们家庭。
Even allowed us to have difficulties.
也让我们允许我们经过苦难。
Lord, may we see and know the reality of your working and your leading and guiding us through all of these things.
当你带领我们经过这一切的事情的时候，让我们能够看到你的带领。
To conform us to the image of Christ.
要把我们磨成基督的形象。
To fulfill that purpose which you have created us for.
能够来成就你造作我们所有的那个旨意。
Lord, we do acknowledge the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak.
我们要说灵虽强壮，肉体却软弱。
But Lord, may we be those that just continually return and turn our eyes upon our beloved Lord Jesus.
但盼望我们是那一般能够把能够常常悔改，把眼目来定睛在主耶稣身上的。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名，阿门。